Then there's this. Don't miss Chicago Tribune's first ever night market. Enjoy food, fun, and entertainment August 24th through August 26th. Learn more. Visit ctfoodbowl.com/night market.
Space Force! All right. Do we need a Space Force? That's the question.
Let's find out.
The people have been asking. And thank God we have somebody who can actually answer that question for us who knows what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She's the former Secretary of the Air Force, Deborah Lee James. And thank you, Secretary, for being with us. It's an honor to have you. Let us, and I saw you earlier, a little bit earlier today on television talking about this. It seems to me that when we've watched the current Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, talk about this, he's not talking about the need so much as he's talking about the desire of the president in terms of a need for the Space Force. As it is currently being interpreted here, it's currently being presented by the vice president and the president's people. Is there a need? Is there a mission to meet whatever they want to build here?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Ro and Anna. And I will tell you that space is deadly serious business. It's a very, very important mission that supports many, many things across the military and across civilian life. But going to a separate military service is going to take time, energy, and money away from the more important elements, which is how do we defend our satellites in orbit against potential adversaries around the world.
What is the real threat here? What are they talking about? What threat are they trying to meet?
First of all, what has happened in the last several years is that Russia and China in particular have been investing and testing systems which have the potential to interfere with us in space, systems that could shoot a satellite out of orbit, systems that could jam satellites, that sort of thing. So there are threats out there, but there's ways to mitigate those threats. And what we need to do is keep on doing what we've been doing, which is investing more in our own technology and working to develop our people better and working to speed up the acquisition so that we can remain one or two steps ahead at all times. We're still ahead. We're best in the world still, but some of the adversaries have been catching up to us and closing the capability gap.
I'm assuming we also have that capability to do that to them as well.
Well, we do not use space weaponry for offensive purposes, but we will meet whatever threats we need to meet.
Okay.
So as you look at this and the president suggesting building this sixth branch of the military, are you in that camp of many that many are where you can just maybe gives more funding to the current existing space command and accomplish the same thing? Or do you feel that there is some justification for creating this new branch of the military?
I think there is not a justification for creating a new branch of the military. And just by way of background, military services focus on people, training, equipping, and budgets generally. What are called combatant commands, these are warfighting commands, they focus on strategy and actual military operations, defense and offense. So to create a separate military branch, you're basically got a solution in search of a problem.
Yes.
What you really should be doing is focusing on the warfighting elements, and that requires what is called a new unified command. Now, to the president's credit, the report that came out of the Pentagon today does call for doing that. There is an existing command which they can beef up without a whole lot of hoo-ha, and they can get that job done. And so I happen to support that. I do not support a separate military branch.
So the Air Force has the Air Force Space Command, right? They have their own separate the Air Mobility Command, Air Combat Command. You have there's a Space Command that handles these kinds of issues. They handle satellite safety. They handle communications. There's military-grade launching capabilities. All those things are already handled by the Air Force, and there is also a joint command between the Navy, because they have assets there as well and that need to be maintained, and the Army, that are part of a joint military command. And it's all being addressed at this moment. The bureaucracy that you're talking about, Secretary, is... We would be talking about, I'm assuming, tens of thousands, at least thousands, but potentially tens of thousands of additional personnel, which is always the number one budget line in any military branch, and then technology that may be duplicative. And I just wonder what, I mean, would you, first of all, do you disagree with that before I ask you the following question? Is that about right?
Well, certainly to stand up a new branch of the military, you'd be talking about thousands of additional people, and anybody who thinks it can be done on the cheap or quickly is probably not thinking correctly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So is this more about marketing something that's a little bit that's more of the same, but just putting a new brand on it, sort of new Coke, if you will, or is this just something that is a pie in the sky idea? I don't understand what it is.
I think from the president's standpoint, he has heard that we need to work more on our warfighting capabilities, and he is kind of a vision guy, and he came out with a bold proposal, and he's famously not into the details and probably doesn't understand the details. The people who do understand the details are not in favor of a separate military branch for all of the reasons that we've talked about. They are in favor of pumping more money, focus more on technology, let's develop the talent in new and creative ways, work on the warfighting. All of that can be accomplished without setting up a separate military branch of the military.
Right. Because just paperclips and stationery alone, I mean, just enough.
Well, you even saw Defense Secretary Mattis when Congress was proposing something similar to this, I think it was last year. He stood up and said he opposed it for many of the same reasons that you're citing, Secretary, but now firmly on board, and obviously he's taken that from the president. But he probably doesn't he need to get more people on board with this idea? Does it truly move forward? Do you think Congress is going to authorize the funding and gain momentum behind this plan, or will it kind of go away?
Well, I think there are elements of the plan that might advance, but I think the idea of a separate military branch has a long way to go in the Congress. There are some that support that, or at least they've supported something like it. The Senate in particular is very, very skeptical of the proposal. And you mentioned Secretary Mattis. Without question, he and the other top leaders in the Pentagon are not in favor of this. But the problem is they're now stuck because the commander-in-chief sort of went off script one day and said it shall be done. So they're stuck, and they have to do something now to back up the president's words. If you look very closely at what Secretary Mattis said most recently, he says something like, we're totally aligned with the president's concern about focusing on space and warfighting and so on. Well, being totally aligned with a concern is quite a bit different from being totally aligned with the proposed solution of a separate military branch. Mm-hmm. They're already on record against that.
It was always the thought, though, too. I mean, at least the stature of the United States during the 1960s and 70s, during the space race, as it was, 50s, 60s, and 70s, was really about saying that this is all about civilians in space, and this is about civilian enterprise in space and exploration. This wasn't about military, right? And we would say that to the Russians and to the Chinese, and then they would say that back to us. And then we ended up really, after the Cold War, it ended up being a partnership in terms of exploration and endurance and all the other kinds of things that we were doing in space. And if we do this Space Force thing, does that make it easier for us then to go to Mars, or the same as it would be now to go to Mars? And what do the Russians do about it?
Well, first of all, I would tell you that we still have a civilian sector through NASA, which focuses on scientific exploration, eventually putting astronauts back either on the moon or to Mars. That is the role of NASA. The role of the military is quite different. Our satellites are used for things like precision navigation and timing for precision weaponry, missile detection and knowing what's happening with ballistic missiles around the world, being able to predict the weather for military purposes. These are some of the important focal points for military space. So whereas there has always been quite good cooperation between the U.S. and Russia on the scientific exploration front, there is not good cooperation. In fact, there's basically none right now on the military front, because the Russians are among our potential adversaries who know that we rely quite a lot on space, and if they were to take on the United States in some part of the world, it is possible that they could launch an attack to try to hurt our communications, to try to hurt our GPS something of this nature. And this is what we're all focused on trying to protect against.
Okay. And I have to ask the question. It's ridiculous. I know when it's coming out of my mouth, it's ridiculous. Uh-oh. But it is an important point because people are already, of course, on social media asking this question. Is there some extraterrestrial threat that the president is alluding to here that you are aware of, former Secretary of the Air Force?
Certainly not that I'm aware of. I have visited most of the military bases that perform our space missions, and nobody ever told me that when I was Secretary of the Air Force.
All right. Thank you, Secretary of the Air Force, Deborah Lee James.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for putting up with us.
And that last question, especially.
Yes. Well, listen, I'm already seeing it. I'm already seeing people going, well, hey, you know what this is about.
I know exactly what this is about.
Oh, boy.
I'm back. I snuck under the desk here just to tell you that this is really about aliens from Zorgon 9, and we do need the Space Force. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Oh, I didn't think Creepy Uncle made the move to the new building.
Yep, he's under the desk, as it turns out.
We're never safe.
I know. All right, let us check in now with Judy Pilak. She's got the WGN News being brought to you by RiverboatTwilight.com.